The Atkins diet got a boost earlier this year after two credible studies found that the high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet was an effective way to lose weight. The diet seems to be gaining adherence and sparking new products, including a franchise supermarket. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Like any convert, Rick Schott is passionate about his beliefs. The former owner of a cellular phone retail chain says the Atkins diet saved his life.
I spent years and years in the cellular business. I found myself being, you know, like 100 pounds overweight and unhealthy. And at one particular point, I spun off the stores, closed part of the business, and I said, you know, it's not worth it anymore. I have an 8-year-old son. Dying young is not where I want to be.
Schott says over the years, he'd gained and lost that same 100 pounds until he found the Atkins diet and kept it off.
I was going to die in 5 years. I was so unhealthy. And now I've done 2 Ironman triathlons at age 45 and 47.
And at 50, Schott is the co-founder and CEO of Castis Low Carb Superstores, a new franchise catering to people on the Atkins diet. Those on the Atkins diet must forego bread, pasta, fruits, anything high in carbohydrates. But infamously, they can eat high-fat foods like steak, bacon and eggs, cheese and cream. Diane Schwartz, marketing manager for Castis, explains that the store supplies low-carb alternatives to the foods that are normally Atkins no-nos.
That's really what low-carb has been lacking for all these years, is a little bit of that starch that, you know, how could you live without a bowl of spaghetti? I'm telling you, that's just meaningful punishment.
Here at Castis, customers can find low-carb pasta and bread, as well as non-sugar, low-carb desserts. Customers like dieter Gloria like the idea of one-stop shopping.
Just the idea of knowing that there's some place to go to get what you need instead of shopping all over the place and having to look at all the stuff you can't have, I think that's the secret.
Rick Schott first opened his San Ramon-based store along with a partner back in 1998. Initially, he stocked it with both low-carb products and other health foods. But his stores struggled to get by. Then in early 2001, Schott started to focus exclusively on low-carb. Over the last year, the 30-year-old diet started getting more media attention. And then this spring, two studies found that at least in the short term, it was a faster way to lose weight than low-fat diets. Castis sales jumped 45%.
Oh, yeah, we were in the right place at the right time. And I think part of the successful actions we followed was knowing when you're in the right place at the right time and knowing when you really need to jump on it.
Schott and his partner wanted to take advantage of the moment. In March, they opened a second store in Fremont, California, but didn't have the cash for more stores, so they decided to franchise. Franchisees must lay out an initial $25,000 and give up 5% of gross income. In September, two franchises will open in Eugene, Oregon. 4 others have been approved, and Schott has 25 pending applications. Still, creating a business based on a current food craze can have its pitfalls, says Harry Balzer, vice president of NPD Group, which studies America's eating habits. He remembers when frozen yogurt was the rage.
And there was a time when it seemed on every corner there was a frozen yogurt shop opening up, and today we don't see those frozen yogurt shops. We still see frozen yogurt, but nowhere near the level we saw back in, oh, I'd say that was probably late 80s, early 90s.
If newer studies contradict recent findings and show that Atkins is unhealthy or less effective in the long run, it could have a disastrous effect on business for Castis low-carb superstores, says Balzer. But other bigger companies are beginning to look at the market. Michelob recently came out with a low-carb beer. Safeway, Trader Joe's, and other supermarkets carry low-carb snack bars. And Russell Stover's makes a low-carb chocolate. Although Castis appears to be the first low-carb franchise, many large food manufacturers like Nabisco and PepsiCo are exploring low-carb products but are still wary of jumping on the trend, says Mark Halperin. Halperin is culinary director of the Center for Culinary Development in San Francisco, which consults with food companies.
Before any of them really get started, what they're going to have to do is to make sure that it's a sustainable trend and that it's not a fad and that there is a big enough market in it to warrant the enormous expenses of research and development and advertising.
In the meantime, Castis founder Rick Schott says he is expecting sales at his stores to exceed $4 million this year and to net over $500,000. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.